Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Ludlow Ladies' Society, written by Anne O'Loughlin and read by Tara Ward. One. Ross Daniel, County Wicklow, Spring 2013. His words pounded inside her head.
Understand. Forgive.
Each word throbbing, festering in her brain.
Understand. Forgive.
The air was cool, crisp, the town quiet. Briskly, she walked down the main street, her head low, her hands punched into her pockets, her step heavy, matching the monotonous beat of his words. The dog curled up in the doorway of Bugler's chemist kicked off a slow scratch, all the time his eyes on her back. The owner of Darcy's Delight Cafe, lifting a delivery box of bread and rolls from the doorstep, nodded, but she did not respond. Stepping inside, he leaned against the glass of the window, observing her as she scurried faster towards the end of the street and the turnoff for Ballyhague. She was not sure if she was going the right way, but she kept her pace. An old lady at the bus stop beside the bridge, a knitted hat pulled low around her ears, a large shopping bag in her hand, eyed the stranger up and down, making Connie accelerate her step.
Understand. Forgive.
Bawling words hammering through her head. At the bottom of the hill, as she crossed the narrow bridge, she faltered, the strength of her determination ebbing away, leaving a dark cloud of uncertainty pressing down on her heart. Distracted, she plucked a leaf from a dusty buddleia spreading across her path, kneading the damp grey greenness between her fingers, digging into it. Agitated, she let the torn leaf fall over the side, floating to the stream below, caught up in the gurgling water. She pushed forward, her head sinking in concentration, crossing to the opposite side of the road, where the path disappeared under a froth of grass. The bus for Dublin boomed towards her, forcing her to step into the soft, damp earth on the bank. Hot fumes billowed around her coat as a double-decker charged past. Feeling unsure, she stopped. A blackbird crashed through the briars, letting out a throaty warning call. On a high tree, a magpie sat studying Connie as she took out her phone, checking the time. 8:30 a.m. The time everything changed. Her heart raced in recollection. Sweat seeped out of her. Every day she felt the gouge of the pain, as raw as when it was first delivered, the intensity of loss strangling her, the frail beauty of an early morning forever tarnished. Slipping her phone into her pocket, she forced herself to push on. It mattered little she was in a strange place. Home, a comfortable four-letter word for most, yet it was her no-man's land, where only pain and loss were neighbours.